The Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up here in a second, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, multiple locations. I've been a customer now for years. I want to talk to Hot Tub Vinny. He's here with me. Hot tubs, hot spring, hot tub. I love mine. I've had mine now, I think, 5 years. I use it, Vinny, all the time. I cannot believe the difference. My muscles, my attitude. And we are what I consider coming into real hot tub season. I use mine all year round, but man, on a cold fall night, even in the winter when it's 20 below, I'm in mine, no problems. I love it. Tell us why a hot tub is so good for your health.
Well, it's hot. Anytime you're in heat, your body responds well, circulation increases. And when that happens, a lot of good things are happening. That's why we say every day made better. When you sit in hot water, you're physically better below the water. You're mentally better above the water. Kids back to school, get one. And you're relationally better beyond the water. And it's because of what hot heat does to the body. And you're submersed in it. And it is fantastic this time of year and 365 days a year, no doubt about it.
The technology that hot springs, hot tubs, what they have is unbelievable. I barely have to do anything to mine. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to energy efficiency, I tell this to people all the time, and they kind of like, no, come on. The difference in our electric bill is just a couple dollars a month. That's how these things are specifically made. Hot springs, hot tubs are made for our cold weather climate. I love them. Folks, go to Hot Spring Spas. Check them out. You can even test drive one in the store. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're located in West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You will not be disappointed. Now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast.
Well, my dreams of Cracker Barrel going into the West Acres Mall where Crave was.
What?
Doesn't look good.
Somebody already squashed the dream? Come on.
I might have squashed it myself.
Oh.
Doing a little research. Do you know Cracker Barrel is like White Castle? They don't franchise. Everything is corporate owned.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. And here I was looking up the IPO today, or the stock, you know, today.
Crushed. Oh, like we're not going to talk about Satan himself, Dr. Fugazi. Oh, my.
Yeah.
This scumbag. Why did I not from day one say this guy, all you have to do is look at him and know that that man is evil. And now that it was 1,500 pages, I didn't know he was kept a diary.
No, and I heard some of the excerpts. Yeah, it's
what this guy put our country through, our people through here, destroyed lives, destroyed careers.
People against each other.
Destroyed a generation of youth, basically. I don't want to say destroyed them, but put them in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Locking things down, lying about, oh, no, I never told the schools to lock down. I never told, oh, really? Because in your diary, you're basically bragging about it. And this guy was obsessed with fame. Absolutely obsessed. This dude is evil, man. And everybody's excited for tomorrow when he's got to, you know, stand up at this committee and testify. He's going to take the fifth.
Right.
He ain't going to say anything.
I mean, I don't know how anybody doesn't think that this is going to be 10 minutes of I plead the fifth in my rights, blah, 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 blah.
He's going to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
That's it. He ain't gonna, because all he has to do is make one slip and Otto Penn pardon that he got is no good.
Yeah, and there are people out there.
Because he had then perjured himself.
And there are still people out there. I mean, it cost lives, which is the saddest thing of all. But it pitted people against you. There are people that have called this show that said, hey, if you didn't support this guy, you are pure evil personified.
Good.
And I extricate you from my family. Like, they lost family.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Friends,
I thought you meant people calling this show saying they, you know, if I don't get on board. I from day one said, all I have to do is look at this guy. And you can tell he's evil.
Yeah.
He's a sick, twisted individual.
And,
wow,
and the
man.
And the diary excerpts I heard were
Diary of a Madman. Thank you, Ozzy Osbourne.
I mean, some of the most self-ingratiating manure I've ever seen laid out on a page. It was unbelievable.
Man, and the craziness that we had to deal with for how long? Masks here, masks there. Arrows on the aisles of stores, which way to walk, because, well, if you walk this way, the virus won't get you. And he lied about and how many people were getting ill, the percentage. He just blatantly lied about everything.
And the audio testimony, do you remember that? The audio of his phone call excerpts? Here's how we do it with the colleges, and either they'll just get on board or people are going, we'll shame them into doing it.
People, look at, he even was able to manipulate and get to big tech.
Yeah,
you said one wrong thing, or
Facebook specifically. Yeah,
you put anything out there, you question anything. Boom! I don't know how many times I was locked out of my account during the whole Rona thing.
Yeah, at least four or five for me.
Constantly in that 30-day, 60-day, whatever. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. And again, I know everybody's following this is excited for him to. Stand up in front of this committee, ain't going to say anything. He's going to take the fifth.
And it would be different if we believed that the system was going to work like it should work. Testimony given, a decision rendered, that nothing is going to happen.
People lost jobs.
Absolutely not. Yeah, exactly.
Family members, friends, lives. People, loved ones that couldn't, that were in the hospital. They couldn't, you couldn't go in and see them. You had to stand outside a window. Businesses having to, when I say shut down, I mean lost, done, bankrupt, over. It's disgusting. And now we find out that this guy was more concerned about his celebrity and his fame. And
openly talked about it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really
disgusting.
Is.
Disgusting. So we'll get into this later on this afternoon. We got some other stuff, of course, we're going to hit to. 701-2939. I don't know how anybody, after seeing and hearing what he wrote in his diary, and this is just, I don't know if there's more pages that are going to be released, how anybody with a straight face can sit there and go, nope, the man did the right thing. He saved the country. No, he did not. And the media, the liberal, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, you see in the diary, you hear about how they were all in bed with him. It's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. All right, hang on, callers. I'll get to you in a second. Let me get some information out. 701-293-9000. That's our Thor Building studio line. Post frame construction for ag and commercial industry. That is correct, Thor. They're going to take good care of you. Also do residential work. Built stronger, built tough, built to last. Put the hammer
down. Build you a shouse.
That's right. Build with Thor. You can email us anytime, studio at wdayradionow.com. And that would be our Red Wing Shoes studio inbox, 3003 Main Avenue, Fargo, where Teresa and the crew will take good care of you. Your feet, custom fit orthotics, the Red Wing boots. Also do the repairs. Open Sundays now, too, noon to 4.
And introducing the new MetaGuard.
Meta. Not related to Meta.
Right. Yeah. Not that Meta.
Different Meta.
Yes. Protecting your foot all the way up to the top.
There you go. Bruce is first up in horse. Bruce J. Thomas Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
What's up?
According to one of the talking heads, apparently he's not able to take the fifth, possibly because he's had a pardon issued.
Well, okay, we'll look that up. If that's the case, because I have not heard that, all I'm hearing everybody saying is he's going to take the fifth. I'll look that up.
It was on the national news last night, and they were speculating that that's not a possibility. Since he's already been pardoned, he can't. I mean, what's he going to do, right?
Well, we're looking it up right now. All I know, Bruce, I've said from day one all the way back 2020, this guy, all you had to do is look at him and know he was just evil and a scumbag. And now we're finding out we're right.
Couldn't agree more heartily. Get Research Ronnie working and have a good afternoon.
Hey, thanks, Bruce. Ronnie, I know you're working
everything
on that.
I can see, you might be astonished at the answer. No. A witness generally cannot plead the Fifth Amendment if a valid pardon completely removes the threat of criminal self-incrimination for past acts, though legal questions remain regarding future exposure or new statements made under oath.
Oh, see, so, now, Jonathan, was it Jonathan Turley, I think? He's the one I'd heard talking about the taking the Fifth.
Yeah, and I regard him as
a scholar,
pretty good legal expert, yes.
Well, this is getting interesting then.
And that's the thing, because a valid pardon... There's people disputing the valid nature of said auto pen pardon.
Yeah, how valid was this pardon that was given?
I mean, there's a lot of legal wrangling, I think, that would have to take place. Can they compel him? I mean, I don't know, because what could they make him face if he decides to take the Fifth? That's a very interesting question.
701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Oh, man. That's what got my throat. Hang on, I need some water. All right, there we go. All right, better know. Hal, J. Thomas Show.
Yeah, let's not forget a couple things. Number one, the virologists have been searching for 60 years to isolate the virus that causes a common cold, and after 60 years of work, they got it down to 12 and can get no farther. The other thing to remember is that kids lost 2 years of their education because of this.
You bet.
Thank you.
They lost, kids lost their education. They, in some cases, lost their sanity. Adults, same thing, lost their sanity.
I mean,
businesses closed down for good.
Yeah, we're seeing
mental health completely. You know, I mean, look at the mental health problem. I attribute a lot of that mental health to what we went through during COVID.
Being closed up over that time period, not receiving those who were prescribed medications, not properly receiving them, all of that kind of stuff.
Loved ones dying in hospitals. Yeah. They can't have their loved ones with them. Unbelievable.
And I believe
this guy should rot in hell.
And I believe there is a generation of kids, and it's beginning to show now, that are going to be in serious trouble because of what they were put through when all of this happened.
It's just unbelievable. So yeah, we'll really dive into it. Have you seen any of the read any of the diary, any of Fauci, or I'm sorry, Dr. Fugazi? That's I've always referred
no,
to him as
I
Dr.
heard
Fugazi.
It's pretty eye-opening.
I've got a bunch of it here. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, are you surprised at all?
Not one bit. I said from day one, this guy
is a phony.
He's a scumbag. All you have to do is look at him. He's evil. He is evil. It was all about ego and power, and it's just, it's sickening. This thing came from that lab, without a doubt. It came from that lab, the lab that he funded.
You think purposely?
He was trying to cover his ass.
Purposely or accidentally?
Yeah, I mean,
quite sure it was, you know, actually, he had this obsession with the bats or whatever they were working on there.
Yeah. I mean, to suggest that China had zero involvement in this, I think, is short-sighted. They had some involvement, but he enabled all of the ingredients to make it happen.
Did people die from COVID? Yes,
they did.
Just like they died from the flu. And he lied when he testified to Congress, because in his diary, he admits it's almost minuscule. This stuff is just disgusting. It's sick. So interesting. So he can't plead the Fifth from what you looked up,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, from everything I'm trying to find. Huh. But again, I think a lot of that hedges on how is this considered a valid pardon? And I would imagine that's a question that would have to be solved for many years after his testimony.
But as of now, it's considered a valid pardon.
That is correct.
So right now, legally, it's a valid pardon, which means that then he cannot take the Fifth tomorrow.
Yeah, and if that's
And Rand Paul's going to, and I'm not a big Rand Paul fan, but he's going to rip this dude apart.
Yeah, this is...
When is that, tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning it starts.
Yeah, for me, I don't know that Rand Paul and I share a lot of things we might agree on, but this is one solid thing.
Yeah, he's been on Fugazi for years now.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, too, as well, is I would imagine that pardon question would have had to been... If somebody was going to litigate it, it would have had to been answered before tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like emergency through district, Supreme Court, all this stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Thank you, caller Bruce, for that tidbit of information, man. That's good news right there.
Yeah.
Might have to watch it now. Will he just give
a non-answer, dance around it? You know?
Well, it's pretty hard to dance around stuff when it's your writings, your diary.
Well, he still managed to do it. Like I said, when they played the phone transcripts of audio back from the last hearing where he said, we're just going to compel these colleges, all these other places. Yeah. We'll shame people so bad they'll have to submit.
Dear Diary,
and that,
watch the bomb I dropped today on America.
Exactly.
Ay. All right, so Crave closes. If you don't know, you folks that... don't live here in the metro. Crave was I think it was about 6-7 years it'd been around. It was at the West Acres Mall. It was like an American...
kind of fusion dining, am I saying that right?
Nice looking place. I've never been in there, but I've seen pictures of it. And you drive. But they just abruptly closed.
Extremely popular in the cities, I'm told.
Yeah, I think they've got like 9 other locations or something like that in down Minneapolis area. So I made the comment yesterday... Well, I wonder if they're going to put Cracker Barrel. But I did a little research. Cracker Barrel won't be going in there.
Why not?
I know.
You always get our hopes up, Jeff.
I know.
A Dunkin' Donuts finally did come. So
yeah, I did. After all my BS for over years. Cracker Barrel... Cracker Barrel, they have always built freestanding restaurants. They rather than leasing spaces out. Somebody brought this up yesterday at the end of the show, and they like having parking that accommodates RVs, buses, and vehicles with trailers. Company also prefers to own or control its site, giving it flexibility over the building and the operations. A typical Cracker Barrel is around 10 to 11,000 square feet on several acres of land with its own, you know, distinctive building with the front porch and all that. So going to be pretty tough to, West Acres has a lot going for it because what Cracker Barrel looks for is they want, interstate visibility. They want to be easy for travelers to see and access. They want good traffic counts. Population is right. They look roughly 50 to 100,000 plus people is what they're looking for. Nearby hotels, which West Acres has, and the local economy, stuff like that. I mean, Fargo could support a Cracker Barrel.
Because we have all these other people coming in from outside the area, small town. I mean, if there's one in Bismarck, how can there not be one in Fargo?
I know. I think that one in Bismarck's been there for years. So if West Acres could land one national restaurant chain, what would you pick?
Ooh.
What would you pick for there? That's for you listeners, too. 701-293-9000.
Good. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I can't think of anything national. I can think of
Portillo's.
What is that?
What's
Portillo's?
It's a hot dog out of Chicago.
That's a pretty big space for a hot dog joint.
They would do well. Yeah, these aren't just hot dogs.
Okay.
Man. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I could think of some local. Like fabulous local restaurants where I've lived previously.
Yeah,
Portillo's would be one.
But they're not going to go into a mall in Fargo, North Dakota.
Right. Well, you're right. I'd like Cracker Barrel. That's a great idea.
Oh, Cracker Barrel's fantastic. Mm. A lot of people love Cheesecake Factory. What is the Cheesecake Factory? Never been to one. Is it a full-on restaurant?
I believe so.
Or is
so.
It just cheesecake?
No, it's a full-on restaurant.
Yeah, it's a full-on restaurant. It's one of these franchise experience, like, what's the other one? Spaghetti Factory? I mean,
Spaghetti Works?
Yeah, see, right. Yeah, similar.
Wait a minute. What is that place? 701-293-9000. If West Acres could land a national restaurant chain, what would you pick to put in that Crave spot? It abruptly closed. They're gone. And it's a big space. Mm-hmm. What's that place down in the cities? Fu Manchu. What is that? Fogo.
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao.
Oh. Now you're talking. That. Now, that's not cheap. I mean, that is.
Either is Harry's.
Isn't
steakhouse.
That? That's a Brazilian style steakhouse,
yeah,
is it not?
Where they cut the meat right in front of you. It's on a rotisserie.
And is it that, like all you eat?
Yeah, it's all you can
eat. Yeah, you pay a flat fee and then you get meat until you just can't take no more meat.
Have you been to a Fogo de Chao?
No, but I've heard people just rave about it.
You've got it. You've got to go.
John, Jay Thomas Show.
I know it's another steakhouse, but I would do Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, dude. Ruth Chris's is so good. Oh,
see,
man.
I'd rather have Fogo de Chao.
Really?
Yeah, I've eaten it both, and both are great. But if you're hungry, I mean, like I said, it's all you can eat at Fogo de Chao.
Yeah.
But you're paying for it. I mean, it's...
John, that Ruth Chris, I like that idea. Thanks, brother.
Good.
Appreciate it. All right, callers, hang on. I got to do weather break. Then we're going to come back. Got Bruce, got Terry, got Crystal, got an open line. 701-293-9000.
All right, more heat. And
then after three, I'll rip apart Fugazi, Dr. Fugazi.
That should be good. That should be good. We've got a heat advisory that's just been issued for tomorrow afternoon. Not a surprise, but today we're looking at, finally we're seeing a little more sunshine break through, and we'll warm up into the low 90s today. Light winds tonight, kind of a rinse and repeat, upper 60s, light winds tomorrow, hot, upper 90s.
Oh, uppers tomorrow.
Yeah, about 96, 98, right around there. And then
Mother Nature's going to leave an upper decker on us tomorrow.
Oh, man. This heat just keeps going on and on. And then Thursday, that's the good news, because we do have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Latest computer guidance from 94 corridor southward, a half inch or more. Now, further south you go, the more you're going to get. So Sisseton, down towards Fergus, those areas could pick up over an inch. I think we'll pick up pretty close to a half inch here. Let's hope this scoots a little further north.
That'd be nice.
And then we'll get a little bit more here in the FM area. That'd be Thursday, starting around lunchtime through Thursday early overnight. And then we'll dry things out and heat it back up, back into the mid to upper 90s by Sunday.
Wow.
We'll see a brief cool down early next week.
Rep.
And then it heats back up for WeFest.
Of course it does. Weather brought to you by Moving Team 6. Hey, they're looking part-time, full-time, great company, great culture. They take fantastic care of their employees. MovingTeam6.com. That's MovingTeamSIX.com. Check them out. All right, full phone lines. We're coming to you next. Don't lose your spot. And before 3 o'clock, Ronnie, what are we doing? Another qualifier.
Yes, we are.
Give you a chance to get to Vegas to see the green and gold play. Jay Thomas Show. Yeah, 2:37, sometime between now and top of the hour. Listen for that sounder. Hear it be caller 9, and you're qualified.
Yeah, you heard part of it already, but that wasn't it.
That was the promo.
Yes.
Twin Cities-based restaurant chain Crave American Kitchen and Sushi Bar just abruptly and permanently closed its location at West Acres Mall. I gotta believe the West Acres is gonna look for another restaurant to put in there, because you already got the build-up for the most part. The place looks gorgeous inside and out.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a place where you could put a Ruth's Chris or something like that in there. Was it Fogo de Chao?
Fogo de Chao.
What about this? Hang on, Carlos. We're going to get to you. I was just thinking about this during the break. And what a chain used to be here. The chain went away. And it's been revamped, and it's back up and running. Chi-Chi's is back up and running, and they're looking to get more locations. Bruce, Jay Thomas Show.
Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Well, that would be nice, but I believe they're completely gone. completely gone out of business. Oh. Yeah, I don't think they're around. Ronnie, are there any Ponderosa Steakhouse? I think those are all gone.
Nope. And Bonanza, the last one, several years
gone,
ago.
Yeah,
they were all connected. Yeah.
Yeah, those are gone too.
I got a Rad's idea for you. I ran across something last night on YouTube.
Oh,
you ever hear about those guys up there in Alaska? They basically strip down the cars, all the glass and stuff taken off of them, and they launch them off of a mountain. It's like a big deal. They floor them and lock the steering wheel down. They go launching off the mountain. They did I caught one of them. There was a 250-year 4th of July celebration, and they're just tearing cars up left and right.
Sounds like fun, but that's
hilarious.
That's not. That's not what we do on rides, Bruce. Appreciate it. That's not what the show's about. Sounds funny, but we don't do that stuff. 701-293-9000, Chi-Chi's, Ronnie.
Oh, maybe there's not like you don't work enough, but maybe there's development of a new Rides Extra.
No. Got C-Boys TV.
Well, you're right. Yeah,
they already do that. Ronnie, you didn't hear me.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Chi-Chi's. They're back up and running.
Hey, I heard that.
We used to have one here.
Yeah.
Rich, Jay Thomas Show.
Closed?
They abruptly closed, shut down on Monday. It was confirmed by West Acres Chief Operating Officer Alyssa Adams. Yeah, they just abruptly closed. They're done. Permanently.
Wow.
Have you been there?
I go there a lot.
Okay, so
that's crazy when you said that.
I've never been there. I've seen it. The place looks beautiful. It looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every time I went in there was 40-50% of people sitting in there eating, I guess. Huh. I don't know, maybe it wasn't as packed as some places, but that must be a management issue.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
If I had to choose something in there, I'd bring Bubba Grump Shrimp Company in there.
I'm getting a bunch of people saying the same
interesting thing.
I
went down there in Florida. I thought it was a pretty good place. Nice atmosphere, good food.
Okay. I've never eaten at one.
What's the name of the place where they, Dick's Last Resort?
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, man, yeah. You'd have people out there picketing it and protesting it.
Because they write naughty things on a hat.
Oh, they say naughty stuff to
you. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, I like that, Dick's Last Resort. That's fantastic. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. 701-293-9000. Crystal, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, howdy, guys.
Hey.
I'm going back to the day where West Acres had the Country Kitchen and they had the Granary. So put them both together and let's go with
the Gretchen.
Yeah. Anyway, we have enough steakhouses. We got Harry's. We got Texas Roadhouse. We got the Longhorn Place. We got Buffalo Wild Wings across from West Acres.
That's not a steak
There's
place.
Lots of places. Well, I know it's not a steak place, but we got enough steak places.
No.
I'm looking at a moderate place where families can go because there really aren't others. We got Olive Garden. That's okay. Red Lobster is a little more higher priced. But someplace where a family can go and have a nice meal. And that would, that's what I'm talking about.
Village Inn, Denny's,
I already got
IHOP,
those Perkins.
And Village Inn is gone. Exactly. Village Inn is gone.
In Fargo, it might be, but I think they still are in Moorhead, are they not?
I don't know.
Yes. Frying Pan. There's Frying Pan, and they have good food.
Yeah, you
Fargo,
already got those.
As well as Moorhead.
You can never have too many steakhouses.
I'm looking at Penetration.
Excuse me? Wait a minute, what?
We're looking at market penetration. There you go, boom. So I'm just looking at a place where you can go get some hush puppies, get some nice home cooking.
Some frog's legs, little gator, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe alligator.
Yeah.
We've got places in South Dakota. And country,
Pick a damn business.
Yeah.
Pick one.
I mean, we could call it dancing around.
What was the name of that place? It's right in front of me. The Crock Place.
Cracker Barrel.
Jeez. Thank you.
No,
that's what we need. Cracker Barrel.
I brought that up, and I did some research today. And Cracker Barrel, they only do standalone buildings. They don't go into malls. Because that's the first thing I thought. Yes, I'm like, boy, if you put a Cracker Barrel in there, holy smokes, man. But no, Nope, they just do standalone stuff. Crystal, appreciate it. Who's been waiting the longest? John, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, you see, they took out that Forever 21 in the mall there.
Yep.
And Crave owns that. So they have a huge space. I don't know, bubblegum shrimp.
Well, hold on. No, Forever 21
is a clothing store.
But I believe they've already got another business that's occupying that or going into that space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this Crave looks like it's a pretty good size chunk of real estate there in the mall. They're at the northeast corner. It looks pretty big.
Well, and I would shout out to the management. There are malls all across the country that are utterly failing.
Yep.
West Acres continues to thrive.
Oh, it's crazy.
They will make sure the right thing goes in there.
We got to get this Alyssa Adams on, the operating officer, chief operating officer of West Acres, see what they're thinking there. Rodney in Fergus Falls, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Rodney?
I was thinking, man, we need the trifecta. First of all, we really need a vegetarian restaurant. It's definitely lacking. We need a dispo, and we also need a Mike Lindell fan store.
Now, first, let's start with a vegetarian.
So
there was one here, and I believe it didn't last. It's gone, if I'm not mistaken.
What's up with that? We need more vegetarians.
I cannot remember. I'm positive we had one here, and it closed. Closed not long ago.
Well, there have even been a few of these.
It was like on Veterans Boulevard or something?
Yeah, there's been a few of these protein bowl places, too, that are actually good, but, they don't stick around.
They don't stick around.
Yeah.
What did you say, a disco?
No, a dispo. D-I-S-P-O.
What's that?
What is that?
Look it up online.
Bisco.
No, D-I-S-P-O.
All right, I'll look it up. I'll look it up online. Thanks, Roddy. Appreciate it. Lance, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, it's Lance, West Fargo, Red Bronco guy.
Hey.
I really want an Outback back.
Yeah.
And a Payway.
Payway I've never heard of. Let's go back to Outback. Yeah, Outback did not last long here. And when Outback was here, the market was not saturated with steakhouses.
And they didn't,
I wonder why they didn't make it.
Now they had some pretty good. They had some pretty good food. The shrimps on the Barbie, the Alice Springs chicken,
the Blooming Onion.
I cook my steaks myself.
Yep. What was the other place you said?
Payway. They have them down, and they're like a kind of a fast food Korean, Chinese, whatever you want to call it, food. Payway.
Okay.
Well, see, I have yet to try. I do want to try the K-Pot Korean Grill. Oh. I haven't tried that. I've heard it's good.
Oh, I haven't been over there either, no.
All right.
That's in the former Johnny... All right,
thanks, buddy, per ship.
What was it? Johnny Carell?
Oh, Johnny Carino.
Carino's.
Johnny
location.
Carino's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to get 701-293-9000. If you haven't heard, Crave in West Acres, based out of the Twin Cities, American Kitchen and Sushi Bar. Permanently closed. It's the only location up here. Gone. So, West Acres needs to find another. I got to believe they're going to look for a restaurant to go in because, again, it's already built up. It looks beautiful. The place looks gorgeous. And the outside, the whole outside setup with the patio and everything. So, we're asking if West Acres could land one national restaurant chain, what would you pick? Well, we've got a ton of them here, though, already. I understand that. But I like this Fogo du Chao idea. Hang on, callers. Let me burn through a couple emails here, then we'll... a lot of Fugazi emails, too. That would be Dr. Fauci. Constantica. Let's see. There's not, bring back Hooters. Hooters is not coming. Hooters is basically done. They got their location in Florida, a couple down there. That's it.
Yeah, what is it like the first few hockey teams, the original six? I mean, there's not much left of that franchise.
No, that franchise, yeah. Email then to Jay. First of all, this how a wonderful restaurant name is spelled. You're going to have to re-email me. I have no idea what you're emailing me. They should put an A&W in the mall. That's a pretty big spot for an A&W. Jay, an alternative to Fogo de Chao. Is that how you pronounce it?
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao. Toscano's Brazilian Grill. Was in Newport News when I lived there. Delicious at about half the price of Fogo de Chao. You can Overeat at either place, get exactly the same meats, and save a bit of cash by going to Toscano's.
So, Timu de Chao.
Timu de Chao. Jay, there's a restaurant in Fort Dodge, Iowa that is called Raj. Their logo looks like yours. The restaurant is filled with vintage signage. The restaurant is near the end at this attached video I sent you. I think people have sent me videos of that before as well.
Where is it? Fort Dodge?
Yeah, down in Fort Dodge.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Fort Dodge. Cool little town.
It is. Yeah. Fred, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah?
You're up.
All right, yeah. I think I heard you talking to Rodney from Fergus Falls.
Yes.
And I think his ideas were great. Yeah, that. Like, I used to go to this place. It was a fried tofu place down when I was in grad school, and it was awesome. So that one of those would be sweet.
So
and
how come
would be awesome as well?
How come? I'm positive we had like a vegan place here, and it didn't fly.
I don't know. It must be the marketing then, because they can be bomb. They can be fired.
Really?
So I'd love to get one of them in there again. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And the dispo. That'd be sweet.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Boy, I didn't. I'll have to look that up or run to get a chance to look up. I'm positive we had a vegan place here. Mike and Moorhead, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Sounds like a great show today.
We try.
The one that I would like to see, and I've never been there, we've had to wait so long to get in, and I can't remember the name. It's down in the cities. There's one. It's Brazilian restaurant.
Yeah, that's what we've talked
about. Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. Fogo de Chao.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, oh, that's okay. It, yeah. Yeah, where it's just like you're guaranteed to get the meat sweats, from what I understand.
Yeah, they just keep shoving it, you know, yeah. Slicing it off, and that's my kind of place.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would fly. I think so. I like the Ruth Chris's idea, but I don't know how well that would do up here, because like Crystal ever said, we do have a lot of steakhouses. You got Harry's. Which is, you know, top of the line, and Ruth Chris is right up there too. But man, their food is fantastic. Their food is delicious.
It is,
man.
But you know, I think it'd be too expensive for them all.
Yeah. Well, not necessary, because the way this Crave is set up, it's kind of like it's almost
fusion dining.
It's almost in its own. You know, you don't have to go into the mall. They've got that whole like northeast corner. And it's decked out.
Right, yeah.
So you just enter from the outside if you want. Or if you're in the mall, you can enter from the inside.
I know they had those bubbles outside.
Yes, in the wintertime. Yep, in the wintertime, they do those igloo things so you can eat outside in the wintertime. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Jay, for Cracker Barrel, a great spot would be just south of I-94 and west of I-29, where they're building the new gas station. I don't know if we're going to ever see a Cracker Barrel here, which is a damn shame.
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, you crushed my dreams.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Ben, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Have you ever been to Pizza Luce in the cities?
I think I've heard of that.
Amazing.
What is it?
Fantastic.
Yep.
Mashed potato pizza.
Oh, my God.
It's like higher-end pizza place.
Oh.
They voted one of the five best in the Twin Cities, Pizza Luce.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They've got great wings, big TVs, very comfy, and super good food.
I can't believe the amount of people that are emailing me that they want a Cheesecake Factory. I've never been to one of these places. Have you been to one of them?
It's okay. It's okay. P.F. Chang's would be great.
Didn't they have one? Didn't we have a P.F. Chang's?
I don't think we did, but it's available in the grocery store.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay, you see it in the grocery store.
Dan noodles. Oh, Dan noodles.
Awesome. Wait. Ben, appreciate it. I hate to cut you off. I got to rock and roll here. I'm running out of time. 701-293-9000. Jay, the restaurant called
Buca di Beppo. Yeah, is Italian dining, I think.
Yeah, wonderful restaurant food, served family-style Italian food. It's truly Italian. Well, I'm telling you, man, we got Ziti's now out in West Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that place is fantastic. Here's another one for P.F. Chang's in the mall. Vegetarian place was vegetarian place I was thinking of was Mahana Fresh.
Yeah. And
it also had meat. It was so good and healthy food. Yeah. Is that the place that shut down?
I believe it was, yeah.
Sioux Falls, Brazilian Steakhouse, yes, has one called Carnival.
Yeah, Carnival. And I've eaten there twice. It's fantastic.
It looks like it's a franchise because it says there's one in Vegas. There's one like it in Vegas.
The people that bring you the meat are called gauchos or churriqueros.
Let's see, Jay, just put in a Dunkin' Donuts. Stop it.
You want to do the thing? We got it.
Yeah. Are we out of time? Yeah, let's do it. Do it.
I'm doing it.
I'm looking for caller number 9. You're going to, you're going to get qualified to go to Las Vegas. We're going to get our winner, September 14th at Kingpins, I believe. You're going to get round-trip airfare for 2, 3-night hotel stay, VIP tickets, 50-yard line at the game as our favorite green and gold take on University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Rebels. Caller 9, we're going to grab you. Caller 9, you get qualified. Well, doing a little digging during the break, and in this city, there will not be a Ruth's Chris or a Fogo Du Chow.
Oh.
We are not nearly big enough.
But I know a lot of people who think we're really big.
Oh, that's true. Tomorrow, the chair of the airport authority will be on with us, Rick Berg, talking about this talk of expanding the tax base.
I remember hearing something about that, yeah.
I'll be in tomorrow at 3:05. Lawn Garden Radio with Don Kinsler tomorrow as well. Hey, who's our qualifier?
Raleigh H is the latest qualifier.
All right, Raleigh, you are a qualifier, brother. We'll see you on September 14th at Kingpins.
Mm-hmm.
When we pick our winner to go to Las Vegas and have a good time.
Yeah, it is going to be a good time.
Yeah, great time, man. Yeah, and we want to thank our presenting sponsor for that big giveaway, United Valley Bank, where our roots make us stronger. United Valley Bank, located off 52nd Avenue South in Fargo. Southeast of Kingpins, by the way. Mm-hmm. Online at uvbank.net. All right. And don't forget, this Thursday, on the Jay Thomas Show, myself along with Steve Hallstrom, Dean Wysocki, your partner, Janae White, we're going to do our first ever Summer Savings Spectacular. And this is going to be a 3-hour live on the air auction where you can bid on unbelievable items. I believe over 30 items we have up for grabs.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I mean, food, backyard, greenhouse.
There you go. Spit it out.
Yeah.
Guitars from Flatland Guitar.
Luxury handbags. Yeah.
Ziti's Italian Restaurant. Beds from Beds by Design. Bed from Comfort King. RimTech is at their services. Hollywood Lumber Company. They've got an electric push mower, electric weed eater. I like to call them a weed whacker. Tons of stuff. It's gonna be, and there is no reserve on any of these items.
Yeah, which means I think
everything
you can
sells. Bids by phone only. Yeah. Ronnie will be taking your calls for the bids.
Yes,
and you'll be able to watch online as we're doing this, just so you can see what the products are as we're
the pure
auctioning them off.
Chicanery.
What?
hijinks?
Birdie's the Athletic Club. Buffalo River Sales, they've got a DeWalt Tools package. I'll probably be bidding on that. So, Thursday, 2 to 5. And also coming up real quick, I'm going to give you a heads up. First annual Cayuga Car Show. Where's Cayuga? I've heard of it.
I believe it's south of here.
Okay.
I thought it was between Gwinner and Foreman.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they're doing their first annual car show. It's going to be from 5 to 8. All cars welcome. Vendors are welcome as well. So go check that out. That's going to be on Thursday as well. No, wait. What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Yeah, it's Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
Coming Thursday. Yeah. So there you go.
So make some auction bids and head to Cayuga.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. All right, 701-293-9000. Let me wrap this topic up. We'll get to all these emails. I want to get into Dr. Fauci, or as I've always referred to him as Dr. Fugazi, because I always thought he was a phony. He destroyed this country, basically, with his COVID crap. Let's see. Jay, Bismarck has a Fogo. I don't know what this is.
Fogo Gaucho.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. What is, may opened maybe a couple of years ago, north side of Bismarck. What is that, Ron?
Must be a relatively generic version of Fogo de Chao.
All right, there's one for Fud. There's a lot of Fuddruckers ones too, man.
People miss that place.
Yeah, they do. Dang it, Jay, I'm driving back from Oklahoma. I'm about to pass through Omaha, and now because of you, I'm going to have to stop at Cracker Barrel. You have to, man. You got to do it, JC. Yeah. Do it.
Chicken fried steak.
Jay, what happened to the concept back in 2018 to develop five unique restaurant and bar concepts at West Acres? Well, I believe that Crave was like, that was part of it.
Yeah.
Emailer, like that was the start of it. Then that was going to move from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Crave opened in, I believe, 2019. And then the concept was there. Then we'll get some more. We'll make it like a dining destination. So evidently it didn't work out. Jay, I vote for Mavericks Steakhouse. The Mavericks in Aberdeen is very good and affordable. I'm kind of with Crystal on this one. I mean, I love steakhouses, don't get me wrong, but we got a lot of them.
We do. And
Happy Harry's, let's say you're going to put it at the top of the line, it's pretty tough to go against Harry's Steakhouse.
Yeah, and on top of that, I mean,
you've got Longhorn.
We
got
do
Texas Roadhouse,
and I like Texas Roadhouse. I know my wife doesn't really feel the same.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
But I love Longhorn as well. I've had good meals there.
Oh yeah, so that's
Harry's. I went to very good Smoke and Iron. Great,
got Smoke and Iron. Maxwell's.
Yeah.
Oh, Maxwell's isn't really a steakhouse, but you can get a nice elk.
But I agree with Crystal in that with the nature of them all, you're trying to pull in all age groups, all that mm-hmm. stuff. I think you want a restaurant that all of those people could find something in.
That's where,
because they're already going to be there shopping.
That's where I go back to Chi-Chi's has come back onto the market. The nephew and grandson of the original owners or whatever decided to bring that franchise back. They've opened one or two or a couple up in the cities, and they want to expand that franchise. And we did have a Chi-Chi's here years ago, and Chi-Chi's would be a good mall fit.
Yeah, and now
we got Chili's out there. And last time we were at the mall, Alex went shopping.
Yeah,
and me and her son, my stepson, we just sat in Chili's and grabbed a couple cocktails, and that was in the middle of the afternoon. That place was packed, man. It was crazy. Joe, Jay Thomas Show.
Jay, we're a little shy on seafood restaurants, and there's this. McCormick and Schmick is a pretty good, moderately priced. The beer and cheese downtown is good, but that's, I think, about the only one in town.
Well, when it comes to seafood, the only one I can think of is Red Lobster.
Yeah, beer and cheese is pretty darn good. Yeah.
Is it? But that's downtown. You want something that's got a good, easy in-and-out location. Wait, is that a franchise, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I've had them in California and a couple of them in Minneapolis. I'm not sure about how far east they go, but I'd call it moderately upscale.
I doubt it. I think they're only in Florida, Joe, and I don't know if you've been down or not, but every time Alex and I go down to Florida, we always go to Joe's Crab Shack. They got fantastic seafood.
That's a one of a kind. Oh. You need a reservation week ahead for that.
We've been able to, every time we've got down there, Joe's, we just walk right in. Yeah, we walk right in.
Okay.
Yeah, but
things have changed.
But that's a Florida thing. That's not a national franchise. All right, Joe, appreciate the phone call. Wade Lisbon, Jay Thomas Show.
My caller 9?
A long time ago, pal. A long time ago.
Oh, what about Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville?
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
Is that a franchise?
I wonder.
Or a Rainforest Cafe.
Never heard of that one.
That's good stuff there. Bubba Gump's.
Yeah, I've got a ton of emails Bubba Gump's.
Isn't Rainforest Cafe in Mall of America? Is that what I'm thinking of, where that place is?
Yeah, they got one there. Yeah. They have one. They got them in Florida.
Okay.
Is it just a little bit of everything they serve?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Wade, appreciate the phone call. A couple I've never heard of. telling you, man, Chi-Chi's. Aaron Fargo, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, no one said anything Italian, so I thought I'd maybe suggest Buca di Pepe.
Somebody did email that in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's first time I ever heard of that. Here's what I say. It's not a franchise, but we should have it here because Alex and I love the place. Hogs and Heifers out of Vegas. not really a food joint.
Well, yeah, but it's a blast. I mean, what would you call that? A concept bar restaurant?
I mean, just call it a good time. That's what I call it.
Right.
Oh, I mean, so Cayuga's between Foreman and Lidgerwood.
Foreman and Lidgerwood. Okay.
I got so many emails for Cheesecake Factory. I wonder if the mall's going to look at that. Jay, Dave and Buster's to give the non-shoppers to have something to do while others shop. Yeah, people want this Dave and Buster's, man, but I think that's another one where we're not quite big enough. Jay, how about they bring the Ground Round back? I think the Ground Round, is that another one that's completely, that franchise is
no longer in existence.
Which they had fantastic tortilla chicken soup, man. Jay, two words, the Royal Fork. Another one that's dead
now
and gone.
Now you're going to laugh or make fun of me, but hear me out. I mean, you're talking people of all ages. Buffet style. I know those went out with COVID, but buffet style restaurants. I mean, I would not be opposed to that, to tell you the truth.
I wouldn't either, as long as it's not Chinese, because we have enough of those already. Jay, Cadillac Ranch restaurant in the Mall of America. Call him up, Jay. You got pull. Yeah, I sure do. Let's see. You couldn't get me to step foot in the Mall of America. There is no way on God's green earth. Here's another one for Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory. All right. Chris Jamestown, Jay Thomas Show.
I would, if they need a good restaurant, they should bring an In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, my God. In-N-Out Burger. Oh, how good would that be? Ronnie, finally, after how many trips to Las Vegas and me riding his butt on it, finally ate at an In-N-Out Burger.
I did. I thought it was good.
They just opened the newest one on the strip up on the third floor in Vegas.
Man, it's so good. And what sucked was last time we were in Vegas, we were there, their March filming. Our hotel was like basically you just walked over the people pedestrian bridge and In-N-Out Burger was like right there. Needless to say, we ate a lot of In-N-Out Burger.
Isn't that supposed to be like the biggest one now in the country? Is that one in Vegas, the new one they just built or whatever?
Absolutely. And then they need to build a Buc-ee's gas station and we'll have it all.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see Buc-ee's up here, but Buc-ee's is fantastic. Well,
you got the parking lot in that half of the mall. I'm just saying
that's not enough parking lot for a Buc-ee's.
Yeah,
you put Buc-ee's in, you need the entire mall demolished and the whole thing used as a parking
lot.
It turned
into a Buc-ee's. Yeah,
exactly. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. We're losing you there. You're cutting off. Crave would be too big for a In-N-Out Burger, but you could split it. In-N-Out Burger or the next door's White Castle. I'm just saying. Jeff and Felton, Jay Thomas Show.
The mall could use a Fat Tuesdays.
Fat Tuesday.
They used to have one down at the Mall of Trump down there in the cities. They got like 16 different margaritas going at one time.
Okay, so is it kind of like, what would you compare it to style-wise? Like an Applebee's where there's a bar and there's food?
There's no food.
Oh.
It's all margaritas and hurricanes and that kind of stuff. Well, ice machine drinks.
That'd make the mall exciting.
Yeah, it would. Probably not in a good way.
Those old people walking the mall won't be walking straight.
No, they will not be. They'll be getting extra steps in, if you know what we mean. I love it. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Mark Wapton, Jay Thomas Show.
Jay, there's a place called the Yard House. There's one down in St. Louis Park, down the cities. And then there's one in Chicago, and I think Wysock has been to that. They run the beer lines up over into the ceiling.
What is it called?
Yard House.
They have one in Las Vegas. We actually went there. And it's unbelievable. You go in there, and and all the beer lines are running overhead to the bar.
Yep. And they have a really cool appetizer. It's a giant pretzel. The thing's about a foot in diameter.
I actually had
a meal in itself.
I had that too when we were there. Yeah, the Yard House. That's a great idea, Mark. Appreciate it, Susie J.
Talking to us from an airplane.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Okay. Susie J. Thomas Show.
I would like to see, I wouldn't wait 30 years for P.F. Chang's, but even if Chi Chi's or TGI Fridays or Johnny Carino's comes back, I would love that.
I think Carino's, I don't know, but I think the Carino's franchise is completely gone. No, Chi Chi's really? Has made a comeback a couple of years ago. We were talking earlier about that.
Yeah, right.
And P.F. Chang, I have never eaten at a P.F. Chang, but everybody raves about that place.
God. Oh, okay.
Why is it so good?
We used to drive all the way to Minneapolis, Maple Grove, mm-hmm. just to get P.F. Chang's to come back.
What is it about P.F. Chang's that makes it so above all the other Chinese places?
It's a beautiful atmosphere.
Okay.
It's not expensive at all. Mm-hmm. The flavor of everything is so fantastic.
It's not over. It's not over like over fried or anything like that. It's like more fresh tasting.
Right. Hmm. Yep. That Kung Pao chicken. Oh. I would drive 4 hours one way to get it.
I love Kung Pao chicken. Kung Pao chicken and peanuts.
This is the best.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
I know.
Susie, appreciate it. Ronnie, have you eaten at a P.F. Chang's?
I never have, nor have I had the grocery store P.F. Chang's.
I haven't either.
Line.
Mike, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
How about Baskin Robbins?
There used to be a Baskin Robbins here.
Wow. They used to have some of the best ice cream. Their chocolate mousse royale was to die for.
Yeah,
it was so smooth.
I'm guessing if the mall wants a restaurant and they're going for something big, they're not going to go for. My bet is, and I have no insight, I could be completely wrong. I got to believe, Mike and listeners, you're either going to see a Cheesecake Factory in there or a P.F. Chang's.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
They want 32 flavors.
I'll go with the factory.
You'll go with the factory? All right, Mike, appreciate it. Let's see.
What about a concept restaurant, Jay?
No, stop it. Those things. How many concept restaurants have we lost?
Old Town West Acres.
Oh, it's... Now you're just. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of P.F. Chang's. Yeah, these places are pretty damn fancy. Yeah, that would work in there. All right, I want to get to some other stuff here, Jay. I got a ton of people want Outback Steakhouse to come back. I don't know why. Again, I don't understand. I don't know why Outback did not fly here.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. And here's the thing, too. You know, we've got a ton of different restaurants now. I would venture, maybe I'm wrong, more than we've ever had. And you've got to have staff to be able to work them, people to manage them, all this kind of stuff. And you almost wonder if there is a lack of that that's causing people to have bad experiences. They never go back. It falls off.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question, I think.
There's another email for Cheesecake Factory. Let's see, Jay, the size of the Crave location is not big enough for a Cheesecake Factory or a Dave & Buster's. It's definitely not big enough for a Dave & Buster's, but
no.
I did look up to see if it was big enough for a Cheesecake Factory, and from what I was able to find, it is big enough for a Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
Jay, Hell's Kitchen, put that in there.
Ooh.
Another one, Jay, I don't think putting something fancy in the mall will last. I believe Crave would have done better if it wasn't in the mall. Well, how fancy was this Crave place?
From what I'm told, they were pretty good. I mean, you saw the inside of the thing. It was
that looked nice.
Certainly set up to be fancy.
How about Grandma's back in Fargo again? Oh, Grandma's. Grandma's, yeah.
We were in Duluth for the first time 2 years ago, drove right by it.
You didn't stop?
Did not stop, but
more Fuddruckers ones.
In the parking lot of the hotel we stayed at, and yeah. Outback Steakhouse.
Oh,
we,
really?
We did go there.
In Duluth?
Yes.
Jeremy J. Thomas.
Hey, buddy. Hey. So I think we need to rethink this. So let's let the mall do what the mall's going to do. Obviously, they need a steakhouse somewhere where us guys can get a beer at Christmas time. That'd be great. Super, super, super. But how about, I mean, you look at Sandy's Donuts here, okay?
Yeah.
So if you've got a van leaving Bismarck that can hit Cracker Barrel and hit Big Boy and hit Scotty's.
Oh, my God, Scotty's.
I mean, of course, your food's 3 hours old. But, heck, I mean, come on. That is worth it. The Pizza Burgers Flying Style keep for like a day or two.
You got me completely lost. Where are you going with this?
What I'm saying is, look at how Sandy's delivers donuts all over Florida, Moorhead, Mapleton, everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, us truck drivers, we go back and forth all the time. So why can't we have a delivery company? This is how Cross Country Courier started about, 30 years ago. You have a dedicated route from, say, Bismarck or Minneapolis to Fargo. It's going to get here every day at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. or what have you. So why can't we have them deliver the food that we want for the restaurant never going to get here?
Well, here. Now, this sounds like a good side hustle for you, Jeremy.
Oh, you're funny.
So I'm well. You're the one that brought it up, brother. Start your business. Did you know, by the way, that Big Boy out of Bismarck, they have a food truck that comes here and brings their burgers?
A couple times a month, I think, don't they?
In the summertime.
We need a couple times a week.
Oh, my God. Dude, you go see a cardiologist,
come
pal.
Come on, man.
Good Lord.
You know, I mean, some of these restaurants are really good.
Oh, they're fantastic. Scotty's Burgers. Jeremy, I got to rock and roll. My music's played. Scotty's is fantastic. Oh.
The Cracker Caravan.
Jeremy's got a new side hustle.
Yeah.
He's going to be delivering food from Bismarck in the cities. Jay, how about Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo Cafe?
Wow.
All right, we got to move on. I want to sit here and do some ripping on this Diary of Dr. Fugazi. This should make everybody livid. Not that we should be surprised by any of this. I guess my question on all this is going to be, what do you want to come of all this? Prison time, nothing. Jay, he's too old. Nothing's going to happen. I mean, it's just what this man did to this country is unbelievable. And he just sat back, collected his money, and smiled about it, and wrote about it in his diary. Jay Thomas Schultz next. Hey, here's an idea. How about Josh Allsager just puts a steakhouse in our Allsagers?
Yeah, I mean, it would truly be farm to table.
He's got enough on his plate. No pun intended, by the way. 3:37. And say a custom truck and auto shine time check. More than just a detail shop, body shop, accessories. They got it all going on. Go to customfargo.com. Hey, looking for a better way to fix your wheels without breaking the bank? I want you to check out our friends over at RimTech, open in West Fargo, locally owned, specializing in professional wheel and rim repair. Actually, they're on the auction Thursday. I got some packages they're auctioning off.
Nice.
Bent rims more common than people think. Often what's causing your tires to leak air. And instead of doing the big replacement, the big expensive replacement, let RimTech fix the problem at the source, saving you time and money. So whether it's curb rash, cracks, or a bent rim, they use industry-approved methods, and they're going to restore your wheels safely and get you back on the road fast. Get a hold of business manager Margarita. Call Margarita. She'll get you all set up. You're going to find RimTech at 6218 53rd Avenue South in West Fargo. Visit RimTechLLC.com to learn more. RimTech, professional, reliable, right there in West Fargo.
Yeah, you spend a lot of money on those to look great. That's one way to keep them up with RimTech. So. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fauci, who I said, Ronnie, you've been with me how many years? You know my thoughts were on this guy from day one.
September of 2020. We were through it together, yeah.
That's right. I thought that this guy was full of it. This guy had he was constantly changing the rules. Remember, it's mask, then no mask, then double mask.
Yeah.
You know, he had no clue. And now his diary entries have been revealed. And I believe this was under subpoena because it wasn't like he was, you know, sitting on his bed at night with the nightstand lamp on, writing in his dear diary. He was doing this all on computer, and they were able to subpoena and get all this stuff. And no surprise here. So let's start with this one first. How he said, hey, don't blame me. I didn't tell places to lock down. But, you know, in his diary, he was giving himself credit for doing that and bragging about how he talked to the mayor of New York and in Los Angeles. Yep, lock it down. Lock it down. But then when he was, out in the public eye on the news or what, Al Cole, a whole completely different story. This guy is just an absolute, I can't stand this man. Despite denying on multiple occasions during and after the COVID-19 pandemic that he personally recommended lockdowns, now excerpts from his revealed from his private diary prove a clear contradiction. And by the way, 701-293-9000, a couple of things. What are you hoping comes of these hearings tomorrow that start in the morning? Are you hoping for what? He's going to jail, he's going to be prosecuted. I mean, what? I just don't see anything happening to this man. I don't. And you want to tell us crazy things you remember or experienced during the whole COVID thing. Still, mine was the first time I walked into the grocery store and they had the arrows on the floor and I had no idea what they were for, and I'm getting my butt chewed out by some employee that I'm not following the COVID restrictions. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, the first time I ever thought,
goodbye, I'll see you later, I'm done shopping here.
Yeah, you had to, a certain way, you had to go through a grocery store.
Yeah, you
aisle.
Had to follow the arrows. Yeah. And if you went against them, they were right on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
In a March 15th, 2020 entry in the diary, which begins with big day, written in red letters, Fauci recalled a conversation he had with then New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. I spoke with Mayor Blasio and convinced him, based on what I was saying publicly and my conversation tonight, to close the New York City schools. He had already decided based on what I was saying on TV. I had a similar call with Ann O'Leary, the chief of staff of Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
Oh, boy.
This entry went on to say, Ann said that based on my TV appearances today and yesterday, the governor has decided to close the schools in California as well as the bars and restaurants. But 7 months later, in an October 2022 interview with ABC News' Jonathan Carl, Fauci denied any involvement in inspiring lockdowns. Let's go back and look at the transcript. We said we should try as best as we possibly can to keep children in school, Fauci said. But nobody plays that clip. Well, that's funny because in your diary, you're giving yourself credit for shutting this stuff down. They always come back and say Fauci was responsible for shutting schools down. I had nothing to do with it, he insisted at the time. It's not what his diary says, his writings.
Yeah, he obviously...
He's a scumbag.
Well, that is first and foremost, but he obviously thought there is no way anyone else will ever see this.
This is the diary.
Yeah.
In 2022, he told The Hill that he didn't recommend locking down, clearly going against his own privately recorded entries. On January 9th, 2024, years after the end of the lockdowns, Fauci testified the same thing before the House Oversight Committee. I did not close the schools, he said, according to the hearing transcript. Fauci recommended to government leaders lockdown measures besides just closing schools, which he would later deny as well. In the March 15th, 2020 diary entry, Fauci said he directed de Blasio to close the city's bars. I went on to tell him he should close the bars and restaurants in New York City. He said that he would base this on my recommendation. This is what Fauci's writing in his diary. 5 days later, Ronnie and listeners, He said he told the mayor to close all of New York City. So in his diary, also had phone call with Mayor de Blasio, who wants to go to shelter in place for the entire city. He is asking my advice since Governor Cuomo is pushing back. I advise de Blasio to go ahead and do it. I will try to speak with Cuomo, the entry said. But then he gets on television, Ronnie, and it's in interviews and denies all of it. I was not behind the lockdowns.
And who could forget this little piece of audio if we have time?
Sure.
An audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed an institutional should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they this lose a-hole. Their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
This guy.
Thank you.
This guy.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, this man did, and I believe still does. He's got a God complex. And
well,
now
quite
he's
seriously,
being and now
yeah.
he's being outed by his own writings. In November of 2020, the diary entry, he recalled lending support to a Los Angeles County health official who wanted to lock the county down. Got a call last night from Mark Gawley, Deputy Director for Community Health for the L.A. County Department of Health Services. He has called me several times for advice. Frantic calls saying that they are surging in L.A. County and very soon hospital beds will be overrun. He wants to do a three-week shutdown of the city to stop the surge and wants my support since there's a large pushback to locking down. I agreed to support him. But again, in 2022, when he joined the Hill's Rising podcast, he denied, again, responsibility for lockdowns.
Right.
Well, you know, again, first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down, he claimed. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to making recommendations. Well, that's funny, buddy, because in your diary, you're bragging about how you are the one that got the lockdowns done.
Well, and on top of that, you know, you heard the clip about vaccinations and forcing all of mm-hmm. these kinds of things. People are now wondering about the
ruined lives.
Yeah, they're wondering
careers.
About the proliferation of measles, all this yep. other stuff. The CDC is supposed to be our nation's top centers for disease control.
And people don't trust
them
anymore.
They have lost complete trust in that organization.
And it's because of this guy.
Yes.
It's this guy.
And the National Institute of Health.
And then we find out this guy ended up getting vaccinated and had problems. He never said anything about that.
Yeah.
701-293-9000. Despite his own denials, Fauci himself told CBS News in the midst of the 2020 chaos that he was behind the lockdowns. When it became clear that we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread, this was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeast Corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area, I recommended to the president that we shut down the country. This guy is so back, unbelievable. And he was more concerned about his celebrity, writing about how I was in this article. I'm the most well-known person in the world. It's pathetic.
I'm being considered for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci opened up about his relationships with various media personalities in these diary entries. Fauci's diary entries were released, of course, on Saturday by the Senate Homeland Security Committee Chair Rand Paul, detailing the doctor's role during the COVID crisis. The diary entries reveal that Fauci made fast friends with members of the liberal media. Fauci's closest media ally appeared to have been CNN anchor Jake Tapper, who was mentioned 41 times in the diary. According to the diary, Tapper texted Fauci to mock rival cable news hosts and other doctors. On one occasion, Tapper called to check on Fauci after an appearance on his show irked Trump supporters. This is what he wrote in the diary. Jake wanted to make sure the interview did not cause me any problems. He wrote that on April 13, 2020. In July 2020, Fauci was gushing that he was forming a friendship with Tapper in his diary. Had dinner over at Jake Tapper and Jen Tapper's home in D.C. Terrific couple, friendship building, Fauci wrote. I wonder if they were wearing masks. Because wasn't that when we were not allowed to be around friends or family or anything?
Were you 6 inches apart? Super six spreader?
Feet. Yeah.
Or 6 feet, whatever 6 feet, it was. Yeah.
Had dinner at my home with Jake and Jennifer Tapper. Relaxed, good time. Jake clearly believes that Trump is totally nuts. That's what Fauci wrote back in October of 2020. CNN's Dana Bash sent Fauci a text message in April of 2021 after a contentious House Select Subcommittee hearing over COVID. According to the diary, the CNN star complimented Fauci and informed the doctor that her CNN colleague also picked a side. This is in his diary. Dana Bash sent me a text. I just watched the whole Jordan thing. Again, you're a better man than I. As our friend Wolf Blitzer said to me yesterday, no one would have blamed you if you would have said simply, Mr. Jordan, go blank yourself. That's what Fauci wrote in the diary. Andrea Mitchell celebrated July 4th, 2020 by offering a mea culpa to Fauci, who believed the White House was limiting his TV exposures. Andrea Mitchell, this is in the diary. Andrea Mitchell called myself very apologetic about not being able to have me on the show.
NBC News.
Since they already booked a couple of governors who were giving exclusive to NBC. I mentioned to her my concern about them keeping me off the air. She was shocked and thought that when I did not come on after request, that it was because I did not want to go on the show, Fauci wrote. And then he just goes on, you know, really how George Stephanopoulos was texting him following an interview on Good Morning America.
I'll tell you right
now. Apparently, Stephanopoulos was impressed that Fauci dismissed a mean tweet from Trump. Thank you, Tony. So impressive, Stephanopoulos wrote, according to the diary entry.
I'll tell you right now, if there are two people that are equal egomaniacs, it's him and George Stephanopoulos.
How about Fauci lobbying for him to win the $1 million prize, the Dan David prize?
Wow.
I'll write up all the information on myself. You just nominate me. We'll get to that. And how in the diary it shows that he estimated COVID death rate to be much lower than what he told Congress. That's all in the diary.
Yeah, and
all the celebrities that would reach out to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They wanted to be seen with him.
On him.
I know he was on Colbert a number of times. He Brad Pitt supposedly imitated him.
His writings, how I am now the most famous or known person in the world.
Yep.
They're trying to keep me now off TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen to this guy. I don't think anything's going to happen to him. I just don't. You know, when it comes to the 5th, I was looking that up too. Thank a caller for that, or a listener earlier for calling in. Yeah, he can't plead the 5th, but there's some things he might be able to plead the 5th on if it's going to incriminate himself for state crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the blanket immunity, from what I read, is for federal stuff.
Okay.
But if there's state stuff in there you can get him on, he can possibly plead the 5th on that.
Well, they should at the very least, and I don't know, maybe they tried that before, but the gain of function research, I mean, they should get him on perjury for that, because we know for a fact he did that, and he said we weren't involved with any gain of function research in China.
He lied about all this stuff.
Yeah.
He lied all about it, and like I said, we watched what happened in this country. And yeah, did people die from COVID? They did, and it's horrible. But this guy made an absolute mess out of everything, and everybody was fawning over him like the second coming of Christ. And he didn't have a clue what he was doing. Didn't have a clue. It was all about him.
Yeah. Like you said, the worst of it was people died in this, but yeah.
Forcing vaccinations on us? That was our decision.
It divided a country and forced people to take sides.
And we're still suffering.
And we're still suffering from that.
Exactly. 701-293-9000. I know callers have been waiting a while to get on. 701-293-9000. your thoughts on Dr., as I refer to him, Dr. Fugazi, and just crazy things you remember experienced during COVID. And it's all because of this man right here. I know we had callers have been waiting forever, and I see they dropped off. Apologize, but we got to take care of business around here.
Hey, one thing that's cool about the auction on Thursday, absolutely zero commercials.
Yeah. 3 hours of auction.
Yeah, just 3 hours of straight auction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great items, too, man.
Yes.
Hey, the Barry Center is celebrating 40 years of hope with a campaign called 50 States for Life. And we've been telling you how women have traveled from every corner of America to find hope at the Barry Center. It's a great story, by the way. They come carrying burdens most of us can't imagine, but they leave with the support, encouragement, and opportunity they need to build a new life for themselves and their babies. Now the Barry Center hopes to receive a donation from every state in the nation. Whether your gift is large or small, or you simply share the campaign with friends and family in another state, you can help make all 50 states part of the incredible story. To donate, go to barrycenter.org or go to wdayradionow.com or am1100theflag.com and click on the 50 States for Life tab.
Pretty cool thing they're doing there, yeah.
Executive director was on with us a week or so ago.
Nate, yeah.
Great story, man. All right, before we get to the unbelievable amount of emails I have regarding Dr. Fugazi, Fauci.
I saw you got just a few.
Yeah, just a few, yeah. A lot of them. Also, your phone calls, crazy things you remember or experienced during COVID. I still couldn't get over the arrows in the aisles.
Well, and so the one that I remember experiencing was the look of disdain. Like, I... didn't have a mask. I thought a gator would work. Yeah. The look of disdain I got because I didn't have an approved or appropriate mask.
Yeah, the mask thing. Yeah. I'm going to sit there and breathe my own exhaust for hours on end. Yeah, I don't think so. Not happening. 701-293-9000. Before we get to all that, let's head over to Valley News Live. And Jessica Bringy joins us. How's it going, Jessica?
Hey, it's going pretty well. How about you?
Good. Talking Crave and now talking Dr. Fauci and his big testimony tomorrow. So Crave abruptly closes. And we were talking about what national chain would you like to see West Acres bring in there. And I thought Cracker Barrel would be a great one, but that's not going to happen because they do standalones. But, boy, people either want a P.F. Chang's or they want a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
I've been to neither one of them.
How is that possible?
Because I live in North Fargo. We don't have them here.
Okay. I mean, fair, but you can drive.
Where am I going? Well, I'm not going to the city, so I don't want no part of that.
You've been all over the country, though.
Well,
we
travel all over the country for rides. I don't think I've ever come across a P.F. Chang's. I'm quite sure they've been in cities we've been in or a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
They're deadly, both probably in the heart attack variety and just to the pocketbook.
Which ones?
They can add up quickly.
Which ones? Well, Fogo du Chao would be a good one to put in Crave, but our market is not big enough for Fogo du Chao. That'd be a good one, too.
I can't even say I've heard of that one.
That's down in the cities. It's basically, it's a meat sweat
Brazilian
factory.
Brazilian steakhouse.
Is it all you can eat? I think it's all you can eat, Ronnie. Like top-notch meat, too.
It is, yes. The gauchos or churrasqueros bring you the meat, and they will keep shaving until you say niet.
The meat sweats.
Yes, yeah.
And then you eat it, and then if you want more, what do you just put a red card or something out, and they come back and give you more?
Yeah, no, if it works the same way as the one that people told you about in Sioux Falls, the Carnival,
yeah,
they have a procedure, like there's a card or something you set it on your – they keep coming until you either flip the plate over
or
take the card off. They'll keep – hey, do you need some more meat? Some more meat here?
That's fantastic. That is awesome.
Never surrender. It's like tapping out.
Exactly. Can't tap out. All right, Jessica, what do you guys got coming up tonight on Valley News Live?
Speaking of just places closing across our area, we are looking into specifically how many businesses have been announcing closures recently and whether or not there will be businesses moving in if there are any plans. So that is one of our top stories that we're following tonight.
All right. What else you got?
Yeah. Also looking into the Detroit Lakes tornado victims can now apply for up to $1,000 in disaster relief. So we've got that information. Also doing a follow on Flock cameras here in Fargo.
Oh, boy.
It's basically just a feature following who and how it tracks. It does look like there are, it has the ability to track individuals and individuals with disabilities as well. So,
all right.
That story coming up tonight as well.
Oh, it's K-Fire got.
That is an excellent question. I would love to tell you.
Oh, well, find out tonight, you folks in Central Western North Dakota listening. You'll find out when you turn K-Fire on tonight.
Well, that I mean, they do have a story coming up about the Morton County Commissioner proposing a historic preservation committee showcasing some landmark findings tonight. So that's one, as well as just the heat and sunflowers. We know across our area, obviously, it's sunflower season. North Dakota has the sunflower map. So just to see how those stocks are doing this year.
All right, Jessica, as always, appreciate it. And don't forget Valley News Live. You can catch it here on 970 WDAY at 5, 5:30 and 6, of course, on TV, channel 11 and 4. They're back on TV at 9 and 10. And you folks out there listening on 1090 The Flag, Central Western North Dakota, Eastern Montana, you can catch your news on K-Fire TV. All right, thank you, Jessica. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Sounds good.
Bye. Have a good one. Valley News Live Rundown brought to you by Warehouse Wonders. You'll find them in the Industrial Park in Moorhead. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 6. The crew out there, they've got unbelievable deals. If you're a do-it-yourselfer contractor, hey, if you need pallet loads of like faucets or fans or fixtures or what lighting, you can buy by the pallet loads. You're looking for appliances, they now handle appliances. Some stuff up to 70% off. How about that? Everything's name brand too. Top of the line name brand. So check out Warehouse Wonders. All right, it's 12 minutes after. Ken, J. Thomas Show.
Good afternoon, folks. Wonderful show, as usual. I live in the Kansas City area. I'm like a lot south, but we go into Kansas City. We go to the Cheesecake Factory down in Brookside, and they are absolutely delicious, but very expensive. Well, but it's well worth the money, Jay.
All right.
Yeah, and we got Whataburger here that just moved up here from Texas.
Love Whataburger.
Patrick just brought into town. You know, the football player, he just wanted to spread as much joy in this area as he could. So he's making money and playing football, but I don't blame him.
No, there you go. Whataburger's fantastic. Ken, appreciate the phone call. All right, let me get caught up on these emails regarding Dr. Fauci. I don't even know what time this whole thing starts tomorrow. I know it's in the morning.
I'll have to look.
Let's see. Okay, that one I cannot read on air. Jay, I will never forgive Dr. Fauci and spineless Burgum after a re-election for the masking. Also, we could not have our daughter come to the hospital after her son was born. The whole thing. Here's my take. This guy worked
8:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, so 7:30 tomorrow morning. Yeah. Wow, our time. So here's a guy that worked for the government for how many decades? Basically, is an unknown. He, I believe it was his script, his funding the Wuhan lab, and it you know caused this whole COVID thing. So all of a sudden, Ronnie, listeners, this is a guy that I think he had little man syndrome. All of a sudden, got all this power, all this attention, and in some cases, a lot of glory because people just bowed down to him. And it went to his head, Ronnie. It went to his head. So now he's got all this power, and he doesn't know how to handle it, and look what he did.
Yeah, and we paid for it.
Oh, yes, we did. And we're still paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, everyone always gets their hopes up and thinks these people in power will be found guilty and will serve time in jail. People in power always look out for their own. They may need a cover-up one day as well. I believe the only justice to be found is when they get to the pearly gates, hopefully. They get what they deserve. Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't see anything big coming out of this when it comes to it. He ain't going to jail. It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Even though he just raised complete hell on this country and people's lives.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people aren't going to feel that this is enough. But for someone like him, you're an egomaniac. You strip away everything that means anything, your government pension and your medical license, gone.
Let's see if it happened. Well, now I believe he's a professor at Georgetown
All right,
University.
Then your professorship is stripped.
Another email. Jay, you always said from day one he had a God complex. And Jay, you were right. I did say that from day one. Let's see. Another email. Jay, a soundbite by RFK was on the radio this morning. In it, RFK said the U.S. had a 10 greater death rate from COVID than the poorest African nations that did nothing. He said the U.S. has more than 3,000 deaths per 100,000 people, where the African continent only had 330 per 100,000 by doing nothing. But in the U.S., Fauci and the Democrats insisted that anyone dying with COVID have it listed on their death certificate. Exactly. Remember that? Remember that whole fiasco?
Yeah, I remember you.
You could have gotten a car accident.
Yep. Died of COVID.
Yep.
Instead of injuries due to car accident, it was COVID written on your death certificate.
Exactly.
Yep.
Another email. Boy, some of these are long. Jay, it's not just Fauci. He and Obama moved the lab from the United States to China with regards to the question on the pardon. If they say the pardon wasn't valid, Otto Penn signed those pardons, so that would mean that over 2,000 pardons from the Biden administration would be invalid. Aircraft left China knowing full well of the virus. Donald Trump put a restriction on those aircrafts not to come to the United States. Oh, I remember that. They disobeyed the president, and they flew into New York. When Russia invaded Ukraine, they first targeted certain locations. Those locations were labs set up by the United States. Put Obama under oath. Well, you know that's not happening. You know why Russia attacked originally? It ain't just Fauci. COVID was designed for the vaccine. Why do you think it was developed so quickly? I think it was part of it was the fear. We got to get something out there. But the fact that it was forced on everybody, and look at the complications it caused. Even my mother with her heart attack, I've told this story, who my mom lived and died by what Dr. Fugazi said. And she was adamant. She got her shots. All of a sudden she gets a heart attack. She's life flighted to Bemidji, actually. And I was telling the story, and I had some listeners send me this article for, I think it was the Cleveland Clinic or some cardiologist had wrote this big piece on, hey, this is what can happen. Not to everybody, but you need to watch it when it comes to these vaccines. I sent that article to my mom and I said, Mom, just show it to your cardiologist. And my mom got a hold of me and said, yep, he told me you're done with the shots. No more shots. So that kind of finally turned her around on everything.
Yeah, I had a relative who had the same thing. Ended up going in for a visit in the ambulance. Now, he had had prior heart problems as well, but got the vaccine. And the hospital was the ones that said, well, maybe you shouldn't get the second dose.
Well, then you had people getting blood clots. And Rich, Jay Thomas Show.
Well, about the only thing good that happened with this is WDAY radio got Bonnie.
Yeah, well, that had nothing to do with that.
The redheaded freak across the town was acting.
That had nothing to do with it. So let's not start that rumor.
Just an opinion. No. I had a friend that used to listen to that station over there once in a while. I haven't tuned in since he passed away, but Russian collusion and COVID, that's all was ever talked about.
Yeah. And
look at the local news stations that lost numerous people because they wouldn't take the jab.
Yeah. Well, because these corporations, these even our military leaders, they all fell for this garbage.
Yeah.
Look how many people, good seasoned soldiers that we lost.
Years of experience and leadership.
Gone because they wouldn't take this thing.
Just like you, Jay, I didn't fall for it from day one.
The whole thing just didn't seem right, man. Rich, appreciate the phone call.
And some of those very soldiers are getting their jobs back with back pay. I've just read a story last week about a lieutenant colonel.
They were offered jobs
reinstated.
Back.
Yeah.
Another email, Jay. People need to keep in mind Fauci had a hand in killing 1 million plus people in America over fame and money. I don't care how old he is. Prison should be in play. And all those platforms that worked with him, such as Facebook, Meta, Google, whoever worked with him, they need to pay a big price as well. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see now what happens tomorrow. Now that we find out he cannot plead the fifth tomorrow.
Well, and the other interesting part is all that happened None of us forgot that happened. All of the people that are holding the protest signs, screw Trump signs, mm-hmm. all this stuff, those were the same people that knew organizations and social media, the press, were all suppressing free speech, but yet they are the same ones out there accusing us of being Nazis, fascists. Yep. I mean...
Yeah, it's sick. It is. Email Jay, I'd like to see Fauci locked up for life, but unfortunately, absolutely nothing is going to happen to him. These hearings are a waste of time and taxpayer money. Nobody ever goes to jail for these things. Bring charges or don't waste our time with hearings. I feel the same way. This one, though, I just want to see this guy on the hot seat. If he cannot plead the fifth, then this is going to be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But again, this is a waste of taxpayer dollars because nothing's going to happen to this guy.
Well, they all are. And we've seen
you're
them
gonna,
all.
You're going to get the, well, he's 85 years old. Right. What are we going to do to an old man? That's what you're going to get.
Right. I mean, it would be like that scene in Goodfellas where they rolled all the Godfathers in and they are all on oxygen masks
exactly.
and everything. Well, you know, we don't have a lot to say.
Let's see. Jay, another email. Something doesn't add up to me. What grown man keeps a diary? And not only that, when you're a scoundrel like he is, why would you document your wrongdoings? That's the first thing I thought to myself. And this is all, I'm like, why would you look at the ego on this guy?
Well, this is going
to... I'm quite sure he never thought that this would ever come to light.
Exactly. I mean, and this is going to honk people off, and it probably might be a bad example, but I don't think it is. Why did Jeffrey Epstein keep all his records and pictures?
Well, that's true, too. Know? Yeah, it's the egomaniacs, man. Jay Fauci, he is as much a doctor as Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, a Nazi scientist and doctor. Well, loosely scientist. Well, but yeah.
Another email. Jay Fauci is responsible for the death of my 40-year-old daughter in June of 2020. Long story short, she had a port for meds because of prior medical issue. The port got infected in May of 2020. The hospital sent a nurse to the house to treat it. By the time the hospital let her come in, the infection spread to her brain. We could not go to the hospital after she was there alone for 4 days. They called us to come up because she was going to die. She died the next day because of the BS rules brought on by Fauci and Walls. I will never forgive them, and you shouldn't. It's like my mom's husband died March of 2020. Could not go to the funeral.
Right.
Mom's husband had 30-plus years. My mom could, but we couldn't. Couldn't go to the funeral.
Or the rules that you couldn't go to church because you might spread it and someone might die, but Walmart stayed open.
Yeah, exactly. Another email, Jay, I want Fauci to hang and put it on pay-per-view. We can all watch as it happens. I'm willing to bet it would be the biggest thing ever to hit pay-per-view. Another email, Jay, death certificate stated COVID was for Medicaid claims. All right.
Well, then it's fraud.
That's another one I can't read on here. Now here's another one. Bring back Papa. Wow. Yeah. What he did to this country, and it's not just him. There's many others to blame, but he's the guy. He's the guy
he
that everybody was drooling
all.
Over, yeah. And he was the end all be all for all this stuff.
He was on all the late night talk shows. Here's what we need to do. We're fighting the good fight. He was the face of everything.
Yeah, how about this, too? So, where is it? So ahead of this hearing tomorrow, Senator Rand Paul told Fox Digital that one of the issues that would soon come to light during tomorrow's fight in the Senate was Fauci's alleged dogged pursuit of a hefty cash prize while serving under former President Joe Biden. This is what we have conversation where he's telling other people at the NIH to nominate him. Paul said, like, will you nominate me? I'll write up my nominating background for you, and then you nominate me. That's all in the diary, too.
Yeah, that was that one you just told me about. The what was it, Dan O'Brien?
2021, yeah. Fauci was awarded the Dan David Prize, a $1 million award distributed by the Israel-based Dan David Foundation, headquartered at Tel Aviv University. Per the rules of the reward, 10% of the prize was meant to be designated for academic scholarships in Fauci's field. Fauci's diary, there are several incidences that show an individual with a keen understanding for his role in the media. In May of 2020, for example, Fauci wrote that a big front page article about me appeared in the Washington Post. Very flattering. The situation with my national and international fame is explosive and really unimaginable. It's not hyperbole to say that today I am the most famous and talked about person in the country and one of the most recognizable persons in the world. And in another entry shortly after, Fauci noted that the Trump White House was very upset about his meteoric yeah, rise in the media. This dude, man. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, full of yourself is kind of an understatement.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah. Well, again, 7:30 our time tomorrow.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Another email, Jay, I don't care what anybody says. That virus was released. Take down Trump's economy. That was the only thing that they could use to stop him from getting reelected. He's on record stating that Trump's presidency, although he wasn't elected yet at the time, I don't think... but stating that the next president is going to face a major epidemic. So the plan was already in place in case Trump got elected. Then the power and the notoriety went to his head big time. But the deep state was behind him. All right. All right, 4:27. Again, what, 7:30 our time tomorrow?
Yep.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Are you going on any of them betting sites, Ronnie?
Oh, that's a good eye. Polymarket, that's what it's called. I might have to check that out. Chances that Fauci is convicted.
Gonna hit the polymarket?
Yeah, we'll check it out, see if it's on there.
All right, buddy. 4:27, Jay Thomas Show. Yeah, I'm being told Lucky's at 13.
Yeah.
Which is another great place, good food.
It is, yeah.
I'm being told that they're looking for a new location.
Wow.
Huh.
I thought that was a pretty good location. I mean, it didn't have a great amount of parking, but I thought that was a pretty good location where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bunch of messages, too. People want Red Robin back. Well, no, we never had a Red Robin.
No,
we had Fuddruckers.
Yeah, Red Robin, yum.
All right. Let's try to get caught up on messages.
Yeah.
All right, 4:38 right now. Let's see some more emails here regarding. All right, here we go. Jay, my mom had morning TV on every day. On all those shows, promoted the COVID RNA jab and refused to give any time to real doctors who warned against it. My mom got every booster jab as soon as it came out. My dad refused because he listened to the radio and didn't hear the same crap. Dad's now a widower. Mom died when clots clogged her stent. Man, we heard how many stories of people were getting blood clots from after getting the jab.
Yeah, because there were, what were there initially? There were two, maybe three types. The Pfizer had one.
I don't know. Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson, that's the one I was thinking of that had caused, but yeah.
And then I believe, we'll know more tomorrow, but I believe somewhere in those diary writings,
he
talks about that this really did not have an effect on kids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's just whole thing is sickening, man. It really is.
Yep.
I just don't know how. We could go down the conspiracy rabbit hole and all that. And
right.
It's just, no thank you. We'll see what comes out tomorrow. Jay, driving a vehicle from the Phoenix area to Grand Rapids when I realized I was going through Payson, Arizona, I had to stop for lunch at Fargo Steakhouse since you spoke highly of it. Ribeye steak was fantastic. It would be nice if one of these made it to the mall. Well, the reason that one's called Fargo is just that's a locally owned, and the guy named it Fargo Steakhouse.
Which is kind of cool.
Because he went to every bank possible, say, hey, I want to do a steakhouse here in Payson. And they all just basically told him, nah, it ain't going to fly. And finally, Wells Fargo Bank gave him a loan. They believed in him. And the steakhouse, by the way, is very, very successful and popular. So to say thank you, he named it Fargo Steakhouse. It has nothing to do with Fargo here.
Well, and it's also kind of fitting that if you go back all those years, who traipsed all the gold across that?
Wells
it was
Fargo.
Wells Fargo Stagecoaches. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only bank that would take a chance on him and give him a loan for this steakhouse in little old Payson, Arizona. And it's a massive success. Been around for years. Arlene in Bertha, Jay Thomas Show.
Wonderful show. I just wanted to bring a little personal touch to this thing. Mm-hmm. My daughter-in-law was 4 months pregnant, worked for a hospital in Wisconsin, was told she had to choose between the jab and, you know, her unborn child. No test done on these. My daughter-in-law refused. At the last minute, her boss said, no, I don't believe in the shot either. Let her have a pass on religious exemption. But what about all these women that didn't
I
do
know.
That? What about these unborn children? Mm-hmm. Who's going to risk their unborn child?
Oh, I know. And then remember, there was, well, you know, we will give religious consideration, but very seldom did they allow
that. Was it ever granted?
Exactly. Yeah. And again, the businesses that were shut down, the lives that were destroyed, we locked up a generation of kids. They're still messed up over being. You can't do that to people. You can't.
No.
You know, and the masking thing, like put this mask on, that made zero sense whatsoever. You're breathing your own exhaust.
Well, story I just heard too from someone that we do business with. Her husband died during. And it reminds me of what you were saying about your stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband died. They couldn't have anybody come to the funeral, and she said what made it even worse is she sat on every time she turned on the TV, the George Floyd funeral, where everybody got to show up and everybody got to participate, but her husband had nothing.
Yep, my mom's husband Ronnie died in March of 2020. And it was just when, you know, everything got shut down. And I'll never forget, my son, Ty, and I got in the vehicle and we drove up to Hibbing to be with my mom. And my mom was, you know, terrified that, okay, are you guys, it's like, mom, we're good. But I'll never forget driving from here to Hibbing, Minnesota. And we were literally, I mean, I bet that's 250 some miles from here to Hibbing. On one hand, I could have counted the amount of vehicles we saw on the road. It was the eeriest thing. And when we got there, and my mom's husband did not die from COVID. He had been suffering with heart issues for a long time. But he was you know, my mom was medically taking care of him at home. But anyway, so he passes away. So we go up there, and come funeral time, she was just devastated because. You know, we couldn't be there. I think they allowed, I think it was like three or four close family members, and Ron had children. So,
yeah,
but that was it. So it was
terrible.
That was just
terrible. And I had to drive around with a piece of paper in my car issued by my employer saying I forget what they even terminated. Now, I was allowed to be on the street going back and forth to work.
Unreal.
As an essential employee. I don't remember in my 68 years being as terrified as I felt in those times. There is nothing they can do to Dr. Fauci to make him pay back.
No.
This our country. Nothing.
No, there's not. No, you're right. Nothing will ever make us whole, and we'll suffer for this for years to come. This is going to go on.
Do you
want to
get a shot? Do you want to even get a tetanus shot now? I don't even want to get a tetanus.
Yeah, that doesn't. You know, see, I'm not one of those. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
The vaccine was so rushed to market. And if you want to, and I was always the person who said, hey, look, if you want to take the shot, take the shot. That's your choice. That
between
should be between you
and
your doctor and your family. The fact that they were then forcing, you will take, and then when you got Dr. Fauci, Fugazi, on recorded saying that, you know, Ronnie played it earlier, the baseball, we're going to scare people into this thing.
So
we're
much
force
that
them.
They will capitulate.
Yeah, we're going to force them. But, I mean, how many members of our military did we lose? Nurses, teachers, people that had worked at their jobs for years because they were, you'll take it or you're going to lose your job. People just turned into sheep. It was unbelievable. Unreal.
It was terrible. And there is no way to pay us back.
No.
I really, you know, just a little laugh for you. In our household, we call him Dr. Rhymes with Ducky.
Ah. Well, I remember Alex and I did 2020.
Did I get it?
I gave you a rim shot.
Give me the thing.
I gave you the rim shot. How about that?
Now, he doesn't just hand those out.
Now you're an official member of the garage party.
Thank you so much. It made my day. But thank you for this show because people need to vent.
Exactly.
We are still so angry, so many of us.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how much people vent after tomorrow's hearings. If anything comes out of it, we'll see. Arlene, I got to rock and roll. Callers, hang on. I got to talk to my buddy Matt Carlson, Fix It Ford Auto Care, who, by the way, you're going to see this on the new season of Rides because we did a couple of his really cool vehicles, including the shark car. What's going on there, Matt?
Oh, we're just trying to stay cool in this crazy weather we got going on. I don't know what's happening.
Man, I'll tell you, dude. And it's, what do we get, a couple days of relief from it, and then we're right back at it.
Well, I heard all the heat is from Fix It Forward Speedway. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of action out there going on, so that's cool. No, well, we're spending a ton of time right now, AC work.
Oh, I bet.
I tell you what, we are ready for it. We do a training every spring to refresh our guys, and we have special equipment that we have to diagnose and find those little leaks that are hard to find. So a lot of times we go to shop, and you got a leak in your AC. You know, you should never run out of Freon, right? They aren't supposed to leak down.
No.
So when that leaks down and they charge it up and they put some dye in, they tell you to come back later and it's a big hassle. We actually put a different chemical in there, pressurize the system, and then we've got sniffers that can find it.
Oh, okay.
And just bring it right down. So instead of having to make multiple trips, run it for a while, you know, you might be going on a trip and you get halfway through your vacation and the Freon runs out, and so then you don't have air conditioning. We can fix that in a single stop, bring it in, we test it, we find out exactly where the problem is. We don't waste a whole bunch of Freon because Freon is getting crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So we're able, we fill it with CO2, and that way we can test that easier and find that, and then we can fix the problem right. Fill up with Freon, and then you don't have to worry about your AC quitting again because we need that this year. It's crazy hot.
It is. So folks, if you're having problems with your air conditioning, your vehicle, don't go anywhere else. Just go to Fix It Ford because you're not going to have to make multiple trips back and forth. They're going to take care of it right there on the spot, know where the leaks are at. And another thing, when it's like this hot outside, don't be running the AC in your vehicle at like 65 degrees, 67, because it's got to work so hard to try to keep up the best. If you're running it at like as hot as it is outside, if you're running it at like 70, 72 degrees, you're going to feel cold and you're not going to overwork that system.
Yeah, it's crazy that... I don't remember last time we've had this hot of a summer.
It was what did Dean say? 2022
was 2022. The last 100 we had.
Well, last time we had 100, yeah. Last time we had a stretch of a 90s this long, it was, 14 days in the 90s, and that was in, I can't remember how many years ago it was, so we're close to actually tying that. Hey, Matt, what are your locations, brother?
So we are all over the Fargo-Moorhead area. We're in Moorhead right off of Highway 10. We are in West Fargo on 13th Avenue right in front of Menards. We're downtown Fargo on First Avenue and First Avenue and University North. And we are in South University by the Cork and Cleaver. And then we are way out in Southwest Fargo on 52nd Avenue close to the Cheyenne River.
All right, brother. As always, appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
Take care.
You got it. Matt Carlson, Fix It Forward Auto Care and Fix It Forward Ministries. You got a vehicle you want to donate to their ministries where they fix the vehicles up, give them to people in need. It's a tax write-off. Go to Fix It Forward. Just go to Google Fix It Forward. Out to Enderlin, Alex, Jay Thomas Show.
Yes, AJ. We should be a little concerned with Fauci and tomorrow's meeting a little bit. I mean, for me personally, I'm not going to be too prioritized with it, mainly because it's all said and done. He's been pardoned unless they can find a way to say that the auto pen is not legit. But anyways, he's been pardoned already. So everything pertaining to this situation, he's not getting locked up. The only thing I'm worried about is the next Dr. Fauci and the next outbreak.
Good call on that one. And you know it's going to happen. And how are we going to handle it? I think the American people hopefully have woken up enough to what we went through and realize that we cannot do this again. Now, when it comes to the pardon thing, we were doing some looking up on that. And, yeah, he can't claim the fifth on most of this stuff, but if there's possibility where there's something that could bring on state charges, the pardon doesn't cover that. He could plead the fifth on
right.
He could plead the fifth on that. But I'm not. Yeah, again, this guy ain't going to jail. No. It's just going to be interesting to watch him stumble and bumble. And you know, like I said, I'm not a big fan of Rand Paul, but I've been with Rand Paul on this from day one, going after this guy. Rand Paul is going to he is going to go after him so hard tomorrow. He's been waiting for this.
He will. We just got to practice common sense and learn to develop better common sense.
That's right. Exactly. Alex, appreciate it. Tim, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, you were talking about this stuff and funny things that happen. My doctor told me because of my asthma that I couldn't wear a mask. So everywhere I went, I got questioned. Well, I wear bib overalls everywhere. So when I would walk into a store and they'd look at me, and I was at Walmart in Aberdeen, and the lady goes, "No mask?" I said, "No underwear either. Do you want to check?" And I held my bibs open for her. I tell you, the looks I got from people when I did that, they never inquired about my mask again after that.
That's funny, but, dude.
I got it from a comedian on a morning show. I heard it, and I thought, I got to try that.
Oh, you got to steal
boy,
it.
I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it.
Well,
but there, you know, public stoning is about the only thing that we could ever get any satisfaction out of with Fauci.
Yeah.
But hopefully they will come up with something. So.
We'll see. We'll see, brother. We'll see what happens. They said, I remember Alex and I jumped on a plane. We had to get the hell out of here. Went to Florida. Masks everywhere here. Had a mask on the plane. I had to play lookout for Alex because on the plane she wouldn't wear a mask. She just pull it down on her chin. So my job was to make sure that when the students were coming our way, honey, pop that mask on. Got to Florida. Free. No masks anywhere. Everything's open. Nobody's social distancing. Restaurants are open. Full-blown stores are open. We're like, oh, man, we don't want to leave. Email Jay, my mom died during COVID, but not from COVID. If we had it in a church, we could only have had 10 people. Immediate family was more than that, but they told us we could have it outside at the cemetery, and whoever wanted to come could. Yeah, my mom didn't have that option. One more before we get out of here. Down to Judd, Dana, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
With Fauci, the only thing that's going to happen to him is they're going to burn him a bunch of time talking about him just like every other politician that rips us off, and nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
They just walk.
Yep.
What a joke.
You're dead on the money. It's just like all these hearings. It drives me nuts. We spend all these tax dollars, all of our hard-earned money.
To make media sound bites.
To make media sound bites. And so some politician hopes that they get a zinger in there and they get a bunch of clicks and views on social media and they get a little bit more fame. It's pathetic. Yep. Nothing ever happens. Nothing.
Right on, brother.
Thanks, brother. Welcome to the garage party. Dana, got to rock and roll. Listeners got to go. Valley News Live for you folks listening on AM 1100, or I'm sorry, on 970 WDAY, our flagship station. If you're on our flag stations, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Now, I'm quite sure Levin's going to be talking about this.
Yeah.
With that said, I got to go. I got to go, man. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:00.